Removed and disqualified, Soros-funded Loudoun County prosecutor removed from criminal case. By Brecken Eftis on June 19, 2022. Loudoun County, Virginia, prosecutor Buddha Bibaraj, a George Soros-funded leftist, in an extraordinarily rare move was removed from a criminal case by a judge for deliberately misleading the court and the public in an attempt to sell a plea deal. Bibaraj is also under fire from Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, R., who said she cares more about criminals than communities. Loudoun County Circuit Court Judge James Plowman, who was Bibaraj's predecessor, handed down an order removing Bibaraj and her entire office from the case and has appointed the Fauquier County Commonwealth's Attorney's Office to serve as the prosecuting team instead. The Commonwealth is deliberately misleading the court and the public in an effort to sell the plea agreement for some reason that has yet to be explained, Plowman wrote. Bibaraj and the Loudoun County Commonwealth's Attorney's Office is hereby removed and disqualified from further prosecution as counsel of record in this matter. Fox 5 DC reports the judge's decision was one that some seasoned attorneys and prosecutors say they have never seen in their career. The case at hand has to do with serial burglary suspect Kevin Enrique Valle, who was arrested on 5 warrants, 3 misdemeanors for destruction of property and false identification and 2 felonies for burglary. Bibaraj and her team, however, sought a plea deal for Valle and apparently downplayed and even omitted important facts from the alleged burglar's criminal past in other jurisdictions in order to push it through. The plea agreement was written by Deputy Commonwealth's Attorney Michelle Burton, who stated the alleged crimes took place over the course of hours, an assessment Plowman called entirely inaccurate. Rather, Plowman wrote, Valle is accused of a possible 12 burglary crime spree spanning 4 counties over 10 days. According to the order, the Loudoun offenses took place May 18, 2021, but Valle is accused of 3 burglaries on the same day in neighboring Fairfax County, 2 burglaries in neighboring Fauquier County, and 4 burglaries in neighboring Prince William County. In addition, the defendant has been named as being part of another Loudoun County burglary on May 8. Plowman said the prosecutor's office presented an overt misrepresentation by omission to the court. The explanation highlights a lack of knowledge of the facts of the case or the ability to apply basic legal principles, Plowman wrote, slamming Bibaraj's office further. Meares, calling it an unprecedented development, separately wrote to Douglas L. Fleming Jr., the chief judge of the Fauquier Circuit Court, saying, it is clear from the order that the court has rightfully lost confidence in Ms. Bibaraj, her deputies and her office's ability and willingness to effectively seek justice in this matter. Meares also offered the assistance of his office to the court, to which Bibaraj responded by telling Meares, stay in your lane. The Virginia Attorney General further slammed Bibaraj Thursday, however, telling Fox News, she may be telling me to stay in my lane. But when far-left prosecutors veer to the lane where they don't listen to victims, they care more about criminals and our communities are getting less safe. The lane I care about are safe kids, safe communities and actually listening to the victims. You saw in California, voters revolted on this criminal first, victim last mindset when they recalled their DA, Meares continued. You're seeing this all in Virginia last year. You had a lot of criminal first, victim last policies that led to a crime explosion and so voters are tired of it. Meares spokesperson Victoria LaCivita told Breitbart News, public safety and justice for victims are not a partisan issue. We believe the letter speaks for itself. After Plowman removed Bibaraj and her office from the case, a bar complaint was filed against her calling for a formal investigation and appropriate sanctions, which could include disbarment, preventing her from practicing law. Ms. Bibaraj's conduct is completely unbecoming of both a prosecutor and an officer of the court, Virginians for Safe Communities President Sean Kennedy, whose nonprofit filed the complaint, said in a press release Thursday. Judge Plowman's order is a damning indictment of the Commonwealth's attorney's ethics and her low regard for the integrity of the justice system. We hope that the Virginia Bar recognizes the severity of this misconduct and Buddha Bibaraj is disbarred and removed from office immediately, he continued. Bibaraj is a controversial prosecutor who has a reputation for dropping charges against violent offenders. A former prosecutor speaking on the condition of anonymity to Fox 5 DC said that Bibaraj pushed to bond people out in domestic violence cases, and Bhutto pushes to let people out generally. Perhaps most notably, Bibaraj allowed the release of a male student wearing a dress who allegedly raped a female student in a Loudoun County public school. The office simply put the male student in another school, where he reportedly sexually assaulted another student. That case made national headlines when it was revealed that the Loudoun County School Board appears to have tried to cover up the assault in an effort to pass a policy allowing boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. It is also one of the reasons Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., signed a Day 1 executive order charging the RS's office with investigating Loudoun County. Bibaraj's office also came under fire for hiring a man convicted of a child pornography charge after failing to do a background check, which is required for all hiring. In addition, last year after a man was released on $5,000 bond following an arrest on assault, strangulation, and abduction charges, he went home and murdered his wife, something for which the family appears to blame Bibaraj's office. While community corrections advised that the man remain behind bars, Bibaraj's office pushed through the bond agreement. Bibaraj is also light on persecutions, generally. Loudoun County data shows criminal indictments have fallen 67% since she took office, going from 681 in 2019 to 225 in 2021. Miara's letter to Chief Judge Douglas L. Fleming Jr. 0412-1268 by Breitbart News. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.